The Thanatos Syndrome by Walker Percy. This book is read by David Hilder. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. Dr. Tom Moore. For some time now, I have noticed that something strange is occurring in our region. I have noticed it both in patients I have treated and in ordinary encounters with people. His region is the parish of Feliciana, Louisiana, where he was born and bred. Now on parole in the custody of fellow doctors Bob Camo and Max Gottlieb, Dr. Tom proceeds cautiously. The unusual sexual behavior in some women patients, their bizarre movements and loss of inhibition, presenting themselves rearward, puzzle him. He is also surprised by the extraordinary new success at bridge tournaments of his wife, Ellen. Her mind now seems to have computer-like qualities. With the ingenious help of his attractive cousin, Dr. Lucy Lipscomb, an epidemiologist, he not only uncovers a criminal experiment to improve behavior patterns in the area through the secret use of drugs in the water supply, but he stumbles on a ring of child molesters and pedophiles at Belle Arme, where his children have been sent. On top of this, he is assigned the difficult problem of treating Father Simon Smith, head of the hospice, who has immured himself in a fire tower and refuses to come down. The Thanatos Syndrome is a profoundly serious and often very funny novel, which scans American culture like radar. Walker Percy has been called our cool Dostoevsky, and an interlude in the novel entitled Father Smith's Confession, which demonstrates how easily evil is committed by people convinced they are doing what is right and good, reinforces his claim to this title. Dr. Tom Moore, an old-fashioned physician of the soul, in his seedy seersucker suit, is the life-affirming hero of this splendid novel about life over death. To Robert Coles. The place where the strange events related in this book occur, Feliciana, is not imaginary. It was so named by the Spanish. It was and is part of Louisiana, a strip of pleasant pineland running from the Mississippi River to the Perdido, a curious region of a curious state. Never quite Creole or French or Anglo-Saxon or Catholic or Baptist like other parishes of Louisiana, it has served over the years as a refuge for all manner of malcontents. If America was settled by dissenters from various European propositions, Feliciana was settled by dissenters from the dissent, American Tories who had no use for the Revolution, disgruntled Huguenots and Cavaliers from the Carolinas, New Englanders fleeing from Puritanism.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?